This is the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista. All of the calories, none of the guilt.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
In case you missed it.
Yeah.
Marco and Krista's Hump Day Survey.
Marco and Krista's Hump Day Survey.
It's our hump day survey today. Our number is 321-0931. We want to know when you got sweet revenge on somebody. What did they do to deserve the revenge, first of all? That's first.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, what did you do to get your revenge? Let's go to Jared in Waukesha. Jared, good morning. Are you in Waukesha right now?
No, I'm actually in Madison. I said Arkansas. I'm from Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
Actually in Madison.
Oh, nice, man. So are you on vacation or something?
No, I moved here. I moved here last year.
Oh, nice. Well, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
And I love it, too, by the way.
Yeah, except for Arkansas is, like, nice and warm right now, though, dude.
I know, right?
Yeah. All right, so let us hear your big story.
Yeah, so when's the time you got revenge on somebody, and what'd they do?
Oh, man, it was back in 2008, and this girl, I really had, like, a big crush on her, but I was fresh out of high school, and she was, like, maybe 2 or 3 years older than me. So, long story short, I chased her for like a year, and I ended up joining the military, and I came home from on vacation from the military, and she saw me in my Army uniform, knew I had big bankrolls or whatever,
yes.
And now all of a sudden she wanted to be my girl.
Yeah.
So, we went out for an entire weekend. I met the family, went to dinner in the movie, hotel, everything. We did it all. I mean, I whined and dined. And long story short, I had to go back, duty called, and I never called or heard from her again.
Wow.
And she ended up calling in my family, American Red Cross, everything.
Wow.
He started laughing. Well, at least you're a good sport, man.
Yeah. Very good. Well, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you still active?
No. I retired in 2010, two years later.
Do you still have your fatigues and your tinker boots?
Tinker?
Yes, honey.
That's so funny. All right, brother. Well, hey, man, thanks for listening to us. I'm glad you found us.
All right, you too, man. Have a good day.
Yeah, take care.
I'm a big fan of the Army wear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's get to Twan in Middleton. Good morning, Twan.
Good morning, man. How's it going, man?
It's going good, man. It's going good. So our hump day survey today is, when did you get revenge on somebody, and what did you do, and what did they do?
All right, I'm going to just start back in, it was around in 2014. I was living out in Chicago, man. Had a real good, you know what I'm saying, 5-year relationship with this girl, man. And what she ended up doing was we took a brief split. Because she was fresh home from the military. It was kind of like the last story, which is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was briefly home from the military, came and saw me, basically, after our brief split. It ended up hitting me with a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, that's the worst.
Really?
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Oh.
So long story short, I moved out here to Madison without telling her anything. Nothing. not a call, nothing.
You just moved.
Just moved.
Yeah.
So I just moved on her.
Are you going to get her back?
Did she? Yeah, she ever like, where are you? Like, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, she sent me this long email. Like, you just really up and left me. I mean, I don't even know where you are. I mean, that's not my fault anymore. I mean, once you kind of like affect my health, that's kind of I don't really have to do any explaining, right?
Amen, man. Yeah. Amen. You don't have to explain anything.
Did she say anything to you like sorry? Or, I mean,
no.
Sorry about that.
She tried to blame me. She said, it was probably you.
It was
I'm like, what?
Aww.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, it sounds like you're better off now anyway, man.
Yeah, I mean, the revenge will hit her like around September or something because I have a baby due by a girl that's here, actually, that I'm in a really good relationship with. So it all worked out for the best.
See, yes. Look at that, man. I love that. That's the best ending. Nice job. Thanks for calling us, man.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye.
It's our hump day survey today, 321-0931. When is the time you got sweet revenge on somebody? What did you do and what did they do? Let's get to a first female. Oh, well, maybe. Tracy, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't do it, but it got done to me.
All right, what happened?
My daughter's father, I was 8 months pregnant. He left me. I was heartbroken. And then a few months later, I got him back just to kind of break up with him. And he was heartbroken, so 2 years later, he ended up eating with my cousin and having a baby, and now it's 6 years later, and they're still together with my cousin and my daughter's sister/cousin.
All right, that's a fun little day there. That's a little fun family happening.
All right, so it's your daughter/what is your cousin?
Yes.
What is it? Your
It's her cousin.
And yeah, but her daughter's aunt and
yeah.
and cousin
slash sister slash.
Yeah, it's crazy. But
are you okay with it? I mean, is it all under the bridge now?
I'm somewhat okay with it. I mean, we got to see each other, of course. But my daughter does not want anything to do with, you know, the sister slash cousin. And hopefully when she gets older, she'll understand, you know.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's hysterical.
This life is what happens. But, I mean, I got over it. I was kind of like, oh, wow, my cousin? And then he had a baby, but
oh, my God.
Whatever.
You know, Chicago's not that far. You can bring him to the Jerry Springer Show and all can be explained.
Right.
Thanks for calling, hon. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you. It's Marco and Krista's Hump Day Survey. Today we're asking, when's the last time you got sweet revenge or the best time you can remember you got revenge on somebody? What did they do and what did you do? We got one from Facebook Live here. Donna Sue Bryant Smith says, my son came to visit one night. He called me in the room, and as soon as I turned the corner, he had a baby powder, you know, that baby powder when you smack somebody in the face with it?
Yes.
It's exactly what she did. She says she went into the bedroom and poured baby powder between the sheets and the mattress. She called him in there, jumped on the bed as soon as he came in there and slid on the floor, and baby powder went everywhere. So that's a good little revenge. Yeah.
That's why you have to have a baby.
Is that
babies
is that?
Are fun. Exactly.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Marco and Krista's Hump Day Survey. Marco and Krista's Hump Day Survey.
All right, it's our Hump Day Survey today. Our number is 321-0931. Let me get a shout out to Rick, who is from Tennessee, lives in Michigan, and he's listening to us online.
Thanks,
from everywhere.
Rick.
We're Facebook Living, by the way, and we're getting a lot of good comments there, so we appreciate that. It's our Hump Day Survey today. When was the last time you got sweet revenge on somebody? We want to know the story. What did they do to you? And then what did you do to them?
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's sweet revenge.
Sweet.
Let's get to Janice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. So when was the last time you got sweet revenge on somebody, and what happened? What did you do?
Oh, it was so sweet. So my husband, he was drunk, and he got mad at me for no reason and because I wanted to stay out, and he didn't. And so he told me to not come home. And so I didn't.
Geez.
I didn't.
Wow.
I stayed out all night.
Way, you're like, hey, I was just following your directions, man.
I was just following your directions. You told me to not come home. So when he woke up, he was just calling like crazy. He didn't even remember telling me not to come home. And it was crazy. But
what, did you go to a friend's house? Or did you?
Yeah, I just went to a friend's house. I partied until like 4, and then I went to house. I was like, oh, I know what to do. Yep, I'm not going home at all.
Yeah, and so he never asked you to do that again, did he?
No. Even in his drunkest state, he would never say that again.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
No problem.
321-0931. We want stories of times in life you got revenge on somebody. You know, what did you do? What did they do to deserve the revenge? And how did you extract that? It's our Hump Day Survey. We got some from Twitter here and Facebook. Greta from Twitter says, my now ex-roommate would steal my food all the time. Eventually, I had to do something. I bought a big box of laxatives and placed my trap in a particularly yummy meal that I left for him, and he spent 4 hours on the toilet. The old laxative, you know, chocolate, that is like
X-lax.
The number one thing, X-lax, to do to people.
That was really popular back in the day in high school with all the girls in my class.
Come on.
Yeah. Right? You know, you should be a little afraid, Marco, because I had revenge on an old co-host of mine.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was back in 2000. It was years ago. But he made me cry on a daily basis, and I felt, you know what? What can I do? What can I do to make him cry? Well, I hope he's not listening. I doubt it.
He's not listening.
Anyway, he left his phone in my car, and he had asked me, hey, did I leave my phone in your car? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, lo and behold, I decided to take that dang phone of his, grab a damn hammer, and I put it out on the pavement, and I smashed it to pieces.
What?
Yes.
That's like 700. That's a felony.
I don't care. I don't care. The felony was making me miserable and cry all the time. So anyway.
Boy, don't ever piss you
off.
That
was such a great stress reliever.
Sure it was.
That was back in my hellion days.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Brandy from Oregon says, when I was a kid, I got the Sabrina the Teenage Witch handbook, which was full of kiddie experiments and stuff that was pretty fun. My older sister had upset or annoyed me about something, and I tried out one of the tricks from the book. Apparently, you fill a cup up with water. You put some popcorn kernels in that cup and then some tinfoil on the top. The kernels eventually pop, making a noise against the tinfoil. I put this under a bed. It took a few days to work, but I completely forgot about it until one night I woke up to my sister screaming. It had popped in the middle of the night, and she thought there were rats under her bed.
Oh,
that's
ew.
Good. See? Times in your life when you got revenge on somebody, what did they do to get your revenge?
I like Apo. He said, a friend made me mad enough. I moved his car one night about 4 blocks from his house.
That's good. The
That's
old fake
good.
Stolen car.
Facebook Live, you can let us know.
321-0931. Let's get to Gary this morning. Good morning, Gary.
Morning. It was pretty cool. I was working at this office building, and there was this girl, Sally, and she brought all of these. She brought like a selection of buns and donuts and everything for everyone, but she only brought enough for like this one section of the office, and she sort of left off the one of the HR sections. I work in HR, and I was like, "What? Come on now." And so about 3 or 4 months later, they did a revamping in the garage, and they opened up about 10 parking spaces, and we have 12 people that are working there. There was this guy that lived down the street, so I knew he wasn't going to take one.
Yeah.
But I was like, all right, well, when I get to fill out the people who are going to be able to take a parking space, and little Sally still didn't get one. little Sally still got to take public transport to make it to work. I win. Bring me my bun. You're done.
Bring
me my bun.
You're done.
Wow. All right.
That's
I
funny.
Like that. That is that's literally sweet revenge.
Yes. Love it.
Awesome. Bring me my bun. You're done.
Boy, that's a good saying.
That is actually pretty awesome. 321-0931. It's our hump day survey. How did you get revenge on somebody? What did you do? What did they do? Let's get to Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. So how did you get revenge on somebody? What happened?
Oh my God! Well, I'm kind of embarrassed about this, but
don't be embarrassed. We don't judge you.
Back in my college days, my self-esteem wasn't so great, and I was dating this guy from a different country. I won't say where, but he was a major jerk and was always talking about how Americans were so stupid, and he was going to be in international business and blah blah blah.
Awesome.
And he was very verbally abusive toward me, and we ended up going to a different college, and he couldn't get in, so he forged his transcript using my computer. And once we got there, he totally turned on me. I found out that he was just dating me to try to get his green card.
Oh, my gosh.
And the last straw was we got in a fight about it, and he punched me in the face in front of a bunch of people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is horrible.
He literally just punched me in the face. So I turned him in for his fake transcripts, and he lost his visa and had to get deported.
Good girl.
Hey, if anybody deserved it, he did. So congratulations on that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I felt bad, too. I don't like to do bad things.
Don't ever feel bad.
On purpose.
No.
But he totally deserved it.
He did totally deserve it.
We did not need him here in America.
Good job. Thanks for calling, sweetie.
Well, have a good morning, you guys.
Hey, hang on a second. I'm going to get you something from our prize vault, okay?
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hang on 1 second. Yeah, she deserves something nicer. Let's get to Megan. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
When's our hump day survey today with Marco and Krista? When's the last time you got revenge on somebody? What did they do and what did you do?
It was about when I was 18 years old, and my boyfriend at the time, he cheated on me with my best friend. So we were all living together, so I took their toothbrushes and dunked them in the toilet after going number two. So, yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah, you win. It was so great watching them brush their teeth the next day. It was wonderful.
Did you make missed connections? Find out at 6:40 and 8:40 every Wednesday with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Okay. The most music in Madtown is on 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista, and maybe you were out and about yesterday. Maybe you're at the mall, or maybe you were at the 21 Pilots concert where I was, or maybe you just were hanging out and somebody saw you and they said, my gosh, there's my soulmate.
Love you.
Did they come right up to you? Did they strike up a conversation? They did not.
They weenied out. They were nervous.
But you know what they did do?
What did they do?
They went to Craigslist. They went to Miss Connections and they poured their heart out online, hoping you would find it.
And Kenny G thanks you for it.
And how will they hope you find it? By Krista and myself reading from real live Miss Connections from real people right here in the Madison area.
Yes. All right, here we go. This is Women for Men. It is titled 21 Really Sexual Pilots.
Whoa, 21 Sexual Pilots.
Yep. All right. My friend dragged me to the concert. She loves 21 Pilots. I myself was skeptical. Little did I know that going would change my whole perspective on sex forever.
Whoa.
I want to thank you for that. In the only way that counts, honey buns, you approached me and told me how hot I was. I thanked you. And you asked if I liked 21 Pilots. I told you that you were an idiot and that I was dragged here. You looked offended and said, sorry. I said, hi. We argued for a bit. I was getting really mad.
Hmm.
I guess something snapped in me because I grabbed your arm and dragged you to my car and we screwed our brains out together.
Oh my God. Well, that took a turn.
Oh, yes. I have never had hate sex before, but man, it was amazing.
Is that a thing?
Yes, I guess. I felt as the days of anxiety wash away. Oh, I need to do this. You changed my life.
Wow.
And I want you to be aware. Thanks again.
Who knew?
Hate sex was the way to go.
Wow. All right, this is Men for Women, right out of Miss Connections. It's called To the Chunky Blonde Woman Staring Me Down.
Ooh, yeah.
I sigh you staring at me from afar.
I sigh.
S-A-E. By the way, we read these exactly as they are written.
Grammar's fun.
You were hurting. Wow. I could see that. You'd been crying. I came to Miss Connections hoping you would find me. I know your pain because, well, I hurt too.
Oh.
You look like you were eating lunch with your mother, which is weird because so was I. You look like you wanted to say something to me, but shyness got the better of me, and I did not approach you. The look on your face said, I need to vent. Well, baby, let me tell you, I would be happy to be your vent.
Okay, enough with the arm gestures. Would you
sexually
stop
that? Is what I mean, if you're still confused.
I'm a little confused by those hand gestures.
I like how he had to explain he was talking about sex. You had on a pink top, and your coat. You had your coat on originally, but after you saw me, you took your coat off to show me your rockin' body.
Ooh, yes.
I hope to see you again. I would let you vent all night long on this.
Oh, my.
Right in this area here.
Keep the hand gestures going for me. You just have to get up,
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast. You just have to get up. Don't keep all this fun and funny to yourself. Hit subscribe and share it with your friends.
I like the humor in it. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. In case you missed it.